Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who has needs?
We do.
Who's we? You and me?
The Browns
We
do.
Have needs. Do the Browns have needs?
Yeah, Jeff, how many points did they give up in
Name
that playoff
three.
Game? Third helmet.
Yeah, third helmet's a need.
Third helmet's a need.
What are you going to do?
I'll give you some needs.
Logo on the helmet might be a need. Needs.
I need a defense to step up in the playoffs and not give up 45 points. I need an offense to score some points
in
the playoffs.
You're thinking conceptually.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Should I not think big picture?
We're thinking draft.
Oh.
I mean, we're getting specific.
I need a ride.
Conceptually, sure. Let's average 30 a game and give up four.
All right, I need a ride to Detroit. Anyone got one? So I can go catch a draft?
Go to the draft?
I need credentials for the draft. I need a hotel room for the draft.
Well, see,
I'm good.
Those are specifics.
Yeah, these are all things we need.
You're Andrew Berry.
Anybody want to drive up tomorrow night?
You don't have the first
round. To Winnebago. You got all of them in the same.
You want to go? You got anything after school?
No.
Oh, all right.
You don't have your first round pick. You do have a second round pick coming in this next day. What do you do starting tomorrow? I'm looking at the draft as a big picture. I'm not looking that the Browns don't necessarily have involvement tomorrow. Maybe they do.
They don't.
I have 3 points where of what I think Andrew Berry should do in this draft.
Okay.
3 things.
Jeff Phelps tells Andrew Berry what to do.
No, I'm not telling him what to do, Andy. It's interesting how we create these little things that we can discuss here on the show.
Just trying to give you a headline.
You immediately go, oh, Phelps is going to tell Andrew Berry what to do.
That's right. That's what I see. Jeff Phelps tells Andrew Berry what to do.
Everybody's favorite press conference where you ask questions and I barely answer them.
See, I'd have told him not to answer anything either.
I'm okay. I have no problem telling him what to do in a press conference. I just don't. I'm not going to tell him what to do when it comes to picking a football team.
Okay. I have 3 different approaches that he can take here. And I think they can all work even together. Okay?
Jeff Phelps, trifecta of perfection for the Browns. I'm just going to sit around and write headlines.
I've never really liked you.
I know you don't.
We've known each other for a long time.
Too many years.
It's all a false narrative.
I've known you longer than
here.
I've known my wife and my kids.
It's a false narrative here.
Isn't that scary? I've known you longer than my wife and my kids.
The first
you
thing,
too, same thing.
The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm Andrew Berry, and this is me, I'm going to target a wide receiver or three. I'm going to have a couple of guys here, and I'm not going to be afraid to move up into the first round or earlier in the second round to get a guy that I've targeted. In other words, hey, I really like this guy. I've got Amari Cooper, who's coming into free agency at the end of this coming year. I'd like to keep him, but who knows? And I have Elijah Moore, who didn't really light my world on fire. And he's coming into free agency at the end of the year. I've signed Jerry Jeudy, so I have one. I have Cedric Tillman and David Bell. Both of them need to emerge a little bit. Maybe I'll have two. Maybe Cooper will be three. I'm going to cover myself. And if one of those guys is there, I'm going to be bold and go get them. Key is if one of those guys is there. I have to like 1 to 3 of them, Andy, and then I have to go get them.
I'm not – Andrew Berry's not moving up into the first round. if anything, he's going to take those 6th, 7th round picks and suddenly make a trade for another wide receiver on another
team.
Well,
if you'll stay tuned.
Oh!
How about if you just comment on my first thought?
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Well, I gave you 3.
Hey, this is Andy Baskin.
You know, it's like Menigan when he does the jump start and we say something, he goes, well, why don't you just go ahead and do it then?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
216-474-0092. Hey, it's Andy. Andy from Cleveland Heights. Oh, how are you? Steal your thunder.
I would agree with you, by the way.
That I was from Cleveland Heights?
I don't think he's going to jump up into the first round.
I don't think he is.
I don't think that will happen to get one of the 3.
Jeff, your odds of getting a wide receiver through a trade are greater than them jumping into the first round tomorrow.
I would think you're although, accurate. Although.
Fiscally, it's not too crazy to think about jumping into the first round.
I could see them moving up in the second round.
One of those 7th rounders they have? 6th rounder?
No, it's gonna cost you more. But I could see
You know what's funny? I agree with you. I always think it's going to cost you more. And then I see the Denver Jets trade yesterday, and I'm watching 6th and 7th rounders float around.
Or guys who were number 2 overall picks in the
draft. It constantly happens that we sit here and we're like, I can't believe it was only a 5th-round pick. I can't believe it was only a 7th-round pick.
And I don't know that they should do that. He's going to have to really like a wide receiver, and it's not going to be one of the 3 wide receivers Dan mentioned earlier. It's not going to be one of those guys, one of the top guys who's going to go.
Can we get a nickname for
it? It's going to be somebody down the list a little bit, and maybe he moves up a little bit to get that wide receiver. My second point is this, and that's what I would do, first of all. That would be my plan. It might not come to fruition. He might not like it, and if he doesn't have the wide receiver there, that's fine. My second thought is this. It's boring, okay? Just sit tight in the second round and take the best player on the board regardless of what he plays.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, maybe.
I think that's what's going to happen. Menigan, if you had to bet, what would you bet?
The best guy on the board.
Just straight out, 2nd round pick. What are they doing with it?
Taking the best player on the board.
And sitting there, not moving, right?
Or moving down.
I could see them trading back.
I could 100%. Too. Could too, but
how
I
many
would,
spots?
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't do that.
Into the third
there
round.
Are less. No, I think there are less than 5 team, 5 spot.
I would just. I would just stay put. You know, you heard my first thought. That's the thing I would do first and foremost. I would target one of those wide receivers, and okay. I would add a dynamic young talent to that position group. And if I can't do that, then I'm sitting tight in the second round, and I'm taking the best player on the board, regardless of what he plays. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, if they go out and get me a dynamic young receiver that can, yeah, I'm in. I have no problem with that.
Or defensive tackle or linebacker.
Oh, now you're changing positions.
No. This is point number 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting tight.
Wait,
in
I'm
the
lost.
Second round.
You never said turn the page.
Did I not say turn the page?
I don't like it when mom and dad fight.
Did he?
My second point was this.
I didn't hear him.
Boom. There it was. Sit tight in the second round and take the best player on the board regardless of what he plays.
All right.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with all this.
What if it's another corner? Maybe that frees you up to trade Greg Newsome if you want to do that.
I'm not I don't know that I'm trading anyone off
I don't want to trade Greg
Newsome
either. But I'm just saying that would be my point number 2. My point number 3 is this. And I think point number 3 combines with the other 2 things beautifully.
Hmm.
This goes back to what you...
Jeff Phelps, trifecta of perfection
where you
when
jump
it comes
the
to
gun.
The draft.
Be very open to trading any pick that you have in this draft.
Trade them all.
And again, you've
go
got...
Go Ditka.
You've got late round picks.
Would you trade them all for a first round pick?
No. Be very open to trading any pick for a veteran wide receiver, defensive tackle, or an impact linebacker. It can't be just be somebody to play, you know, somebody who's been really good for another team and they want to move on. That would be, and I think you can combine that with point number 1, which is target a wide receiver. And if that doesn't work, with point number 2, sit tight in the second round. After that, man, I would be willing to trade any of those later round picks for a guy who I think is good, who has 2 to 6 years of NFL experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I started thinking while you were doing that. Would you trade, what do they have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks? Would you trade all 6 picks for a first rounder? You think anyone would do it with you?
No.
I don't think so either.
You don't have good enough picks.
Yeah, I don't think the value of our picks are worth 6 extra picks of somebody else. Unless they took all of your picks and put them together with their picks so they could get someone great.
All of those picks might move you up to the top of the second round, somewhere higher in the second round.
Oh, no. I think if they gave someone their third round pick to move up in the first round, they might get a shot.
Way up into the second round?
You'd be giving up what? Pick 85 and 54 for where 30, 40 something, right?
I think it'll cost you
late 30.
I think it'll cost.
Then throw in one of the seventh rounders then too.
You're 22, you're 21. Like a team wants those.
22, 21.
The only team that wants those are teams that are picking up Zach Wilson.
I don't. Teams that are looking to rebuild. Teams that are looking to change their fiscal outlook.
Andy, I'm sorry. Sixth, seventh round picks, and yes, you can hit guys in the sixth and seventh round. We all are aware of that. They're so overrated, it's ridiculous. They carry so much value when they shouldn't, which in my estimation, which is why, man, if somebody wants to trade me a guy who can actually play in the league, who we know can play, there's the tape of him playing in the National Football League, and it looks pretty good, and you want to get rid of him for one of these seventh round picks? Some guy who's hoping that maybe next year he's playing for The Rock in the UFL? Great. Doing that. Doing that in a heartbeat. Doing it in a heartbeat.
I mean, guys, we're kind of looking at this. We know how the Browns operate. We know the way that they go about these things. I don't think they move into the first round. I honestly don't either. I think Thursday's plan is pretty simple. Order takeout. Answer the phone. And get a riveting game of Uno going. And just keep it going over and over. And just hang.
They're watching to see what everybody's doing. They want to know what wide receivers are going to be.
Oh, yeah. They've got an eye up on the board there, but they're watching it the same way that we are.
Or they're kind of hovering as a third team if somebody needs a third team to get involved in a draft pick. I don't know. Is that possible?
This isn't the NBA.
I know. Why would you need a third team to get involved in an NFL pick? You wouldn't. All right, I'm just throwing out ideas.
You're an idea man, Chuck.
We are one day, 9 hours, and 26 minutes away from this draft, and the first round does nothing but it is NyQuil to me right now.
Yeah.
Other than the fact I want to see who goes first and what happens at my wide receiver.
NyQuil will get you drunk.
A, you don't have a pick, and B, you're good. You're good. You're working really hard to try to find cracks in your roster to try to make something interesting that isn't interesting.
I don't think you're trading into the first round, but I'm paying attention and possibly trying to move up in that second round to get a wide receiver if I'm Andrew Berry. And it's wide receiver, and it could possibly be defensive tackle.
Jeff, do you want me to list all the wide receivers they pick in the third round?
No,
what makes you think they're going to take a wide receiver in the second round?
Because it hasn't worked. and you have one guy under contract long term who you think is pretty good.
You got to get these guys.
You truly have one guy future wise for this team at wide receiver right now who you think, yep, and that's Jerry Jeudy. And you might, you gave him a big contract. Maybe you shouldn't have. Amari Cooper, absolutely. He's a free agent. Elijah Moore, he's a free agent after one more year. That's why if I'm Andrew Berry, that's the first thing I'm trying to do. I'm not saying I'm going to force it. If it's there and it's one of my guys, I'm going to do it. If you're Andrew Berry, what would you do starting Thursday? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.